When you fight as if you are already dead, you are without restraint. You are a disruptor. You break all the rules. Because you have nothing to lose, you are desperate for resurrection. And you will do anything that is required to accomplish the goal you are setting out to achieve.
I don't care how good you are. I don't care how talented you are. Because Bruce Lee said it best. A warrior is an average person with laser-like focus. A warrior is an average person with laser-like focus. Don't even worry about your ability. Don't you worry about opportunity. I need you to be a warrior right now and let your work get your opportunity. Let your work get your praise. Let your work open up doors. Let your work get people paying attention. Let your work get the whole world to notice. You gotta work. Stop thinking. Stop procrastinating. And you gotta work. I need you to rise up to fulfill your dreams. Rise up and attack your goals. There's no time to sleep. No time to nap. No time to waste. If you fall asleep, wake up and rise up again. You should work so hard that you collapse in the bed at night. Sometimes in the afternoon, you're so weary from grinding that your body just collapses. That's okay. Have sweet sleep, but when you wake up, grind again. Now is your time. Now is your season. Now is the moment to capture the vision.
To win any battle, you must fight as if you are already dead.
You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you.
You don't believe that you have the potential and the capability to be the best of yourself. So why? You just sit back and you wait for somebody to pat you on the shoulder and say it's okay. At least you gave it your best. Your best ain't good enough. Your best don't work. You need to go beyond your best. You need to go beyond the level. You need to let the world know that you exist. You need to let the world know that you made different. You're built different. You're stronger. You're more passionate. You believe in yourself. When the rest of the world shut you down, you woke up the next day and you said, I got this. I do this. I breathe this. I am this. You can't stop me.
Here's what success is all about. You need these three things. Are you ready? You need skill set, mindset, and opportunity. You need to rise up and understand what success is all about. Skill set, work on your skill. Mindset, work on your mentality, baby, and your opportunity will come.
It's only going to get tougher from here. But you know, you are made tougher. Tougher than any other obstacle that comes your way. The only thing you need to do is pick up your feet. With every step, you need to decide to take another. Walking through anything that comes your way.
You see, there are so many people in this world right now, they're just sitting around waiting. Oh, I could do it tomorrow. Waiting. Oh, don't worry about it. It's not that important. Waiting. That's the mentality that many people have. They like to wait instead of doing. They like to talk about it, but they're never gonna be about it. You can't sit and wait for somebody to do it for you. You got to stop waiting for something to happen, and you got to make it happen. Get it done right now. Now, if you truly want to be better, if you truly want to grow, then you got to get your mind in the right place. There's going to come a time when your body is going to feel broken down. But you got to get to a point where you tell your body to shut up and tell your mind to take over. Because your body ain't got no business telling you what to do. You tell your body what to do. It's time to get to work.
You, my friend, are on your way. You're on your way of carving out your new life. Taking what you deserve and never backing down without a fight. You have come too far
to only come this far.
But don't look back now.
This, my friend, is what you've been preparing for. You are on the cusp of greatness. You need to keep going. Don't stop now.
Instead, you take control of your life. Take control of it. Do something with it. Stop making excuses. This is what we're talking about. Getting it done. And getting it done now.
It's 4 a.m. and your alarm clock goes off. You're thinking, do I really need to get up? Maybe 5 more minutes. Let me just rest my eyes for 5 more minutes. But then you kick a leg out from under your blanket, and the other leg follows. You feel that cold hit you like a shot of ice to your brain. A silent whisper crosses your mind. Why am I getting up? Should I go back to bed? I'm so tired from the day before. Why am I doing this to myself?
Wake up, sleepyhead. It's time to get to work. It ain't gonna happen by itself. It's not gonna change by itself. You got to be prepared to put in the work to get to that next level and go beyond.
First, it was a whisper. Then the loudest scream you ever heard. Yelling at you to get up. Put both feet on the ground and rise. It is time to take on this glorious day.
It's time to get it done. It's time for you to focus on the now. You got to get your priorities straight. Right now. Because those that are dedicated to success speak a language that excuses will never understand. Trying is not good enough. Trying is not going to get you there. We need application. We need dedication. We need motivation. We need discipline. Because that other person is still laying in the bed right now saying, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it later. I don't feel like it today. You better not let that be you.
I know the feeling. No, that's not that fake lion, tigers, and bears motivation. This that growing up in the slums, watching your mom nod on the couch as you go to school. We want more. We want more out of this life. And if you're not willing to give that to us, we're going to take it.
To have an underdog mentality, like everybody's already counted you out, like everybody's already told you, you don't have what it takes, you don't measure up, that what you started, you will not finish. Claw your way into your future. Fight for your goal. Give it everything you have because you have nothing to lose.
Life's gonna hit you in your mouth, and you gotta do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knockdown. And I love it. Buster Douglas got knocked out. Nobody ever got knocked out by Mike Tyson and ever got back up. It was almost a 10 count. He was stumbling. They were 4, 3, 2, one, and ding, 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 saved by the bell. He goes to his corner. The whole world is like, yep, that's it. Once he comes back out, that's it. Mike's gonna just hammer him. And exactly that, Mike Tyson came out like, I got him.
I got this kid up against the rope. Listen to me, many of you right now, life's got you up against the rope. You can't give up. You can't give in. Listen to me, if it was easy, everybody would do it. And if life's got you backed up, I need you to do what Buster Douglas did. Buster Douglas started fighting back.
What an uppercut by Douglas, and down goes Tyson.
The world was shocked. Goliath has been knocked down. What happened? And they went to Buster Douglas and they asked Buster Douglas simply, like, what happened? And Buster Douglas said, listen to me, it's real simple. Before my mother died, she told the whole world that I was going to beat Mike Tyson. And 2 days before the fight, my mother died. Buster Douglas had a decision to make. When his mother died, he could die with his mother, or he made a decision, I can wake up and I can live for mom. And he knocked Mike Tyson out simply because his why was greater than that punch. His why was greater than defeat. His why was greater than his trial and his tribulation. And I'm telling you, if you don't know what your why is and your why isn't strong, you're gonna get knocked out every single day.
A man is not a man by his age. A man is a man by his experiences. What he goes through. What he fights through. That's what makes a warrior. That's what makes the greatest of all time. I won't end my life in a bottomless pit. I'm gonna rise and I'm gonna show the world that greatness is obtained by the man that never stopped pushing.
At some point, you're gonna have to get sick of your own excuses and take action if you wanna change your situation. Wake the fuck up. You got this, homie, let's go. The only fucking reason why you haven't achieved your goals is because you wanna allow yourself to believe that you can. Let's be real. Your work ethic will determine how fucking far you go in this life. Stop fucking doubting yourselves. Y'all keep coming up with these bullshit fucking excuses as to why you can't achieve your goals and get started, where in reality, if you just shut up and got to work, you'd already be where you wanted to be.
Fitness is the start of everything. Like, if you're not taking care of your body, you're not going to get anywhere. And this is why I'm so gung-ho and, like, so ruthlessly intense with my message when it comes down to that. Like, if you can't even go look in the fucking mirror and be happy about what you see, good luck starting anything.
You see, my goal is to leave a legacy, to be remembered forever. And that is why I pride myself on the work ethic that I put into every single day. Not sometimes, every single f***ing day that I am breathing, I am grinding to leave that legacy.
Your first f***ing question is, what is this gonna cost me? What is it gonna cost you if you f***ing don't?
Life is going to be hard. The things that you want to achieve might be a pain in the ass, but it is possible. And anybody who said that it wasn't in your past, I want you to stick that middle finger up right now, because it's not going to get you anywhere. It's your dreams. So get out of your fucking head and start walking. Take action so you can achieve something. Look at all the success stories in the goddamn world. Take mine as inspiration for you. I went from an iron worker addicted to sex to a seven-figure earner. I grew up in a fucking trailer that was less than 800 square feet in the country to now living in a 5,000 square foot, $2 million home. What the fuck is there not to understand here?
I didn't think that I would live past the age of 25. It was just like, I didn't have a purpose. It literally reached a point in my life where I would like get home, sit on the couch, and I had no one. And it reached a point where I was like, why the fuck am I here? Like, I don't want to be here anymore. I just didn't know what was going on. And I just realized that I was headed down a dark path in a way of like, when you put drugs in front of me, does I take all of it? Because it was just my mindset. I'm like, Let's have a good time. I'm not living for tomorrow. I'm living for right now. And even though I live like that now, it's more of like in present what's going on instead of trying to escape my reality. Look at your surroundings. Your surroundings will make and break everything. Like, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. It is like the most real quote in the world. I cut out drugs and alcohol because I stopped fucking hanging out with the people that were feeding me drugs and alcohol. And it's not their fault that I became an addict. It was my own. I'm the one who picked up the fucking pills. I'm the one who, like, drank the bottles every goddamn night. It's not their fault that that happened. It was me. But I wasn't able to get out of that fucking life until I stopped hanging out with the fucking losers that only wanted to do that. And when I look at everyday life, when I look at the world, when I look at achieving something, it doesn't make sense to me to just work, to drink, to sleep, to work, to watch TV, to drink, to sleep. What the fuck are we doing? I'm like, yo, respect to you. Have a good one. That ain't for me.
In order to achieve greatness, you must first believe you can.
What do you want? What do you like? You got to be able to add passion to it to activate that thing and make that dream a reality.
The reason why you're not taking advantage of this opportunity is not because you don't believe in it. You don't believe in you.
What would you like to do? What do you believe you've been destined to do? What talents, skills, giftings, and abilities do you possess to support your desire to do it? What are your motives for wanting to do it? Why do you want to become what you are looking to become? What steps are you taking to become and to live the life, to make the dream a reality?
You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you.
So you must continue to believe. You must continue to understand that on this day, on this hour, this is your day and your time is now. Hold on tight and don't let go. Focus on what is necessary and disconnect yourself from the things that are not necessary.
I spoke it, the world heard it, and it activated. Your problem is that you don't believe you belong here. Your problem is that you don't think you should be sitting down here.
You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. According to your level of belief, it will manifest itself in what you're doing. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day.
Many of you have been selling yourself short all of your life. You have the opportunity to experience more environmental, physical, and mental abundance. Someone who is in a constant state of elevation, their self-talk is, I know who I am, I know where I'm going, and I know where I came from.
Working on yourself, talking to yourself, that's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time, even when you don't want it to be there. You can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up.
When are you going to realize that you got to get to a point and focus on the better things that are gonna get you to the next level and beyond in your life?
Persistence, consistency, resilience, courage, establishing your priorities, mastering self-awareness, maintaining focus, believing that your help is coming. Because if your dream only requires you, it's not big enough.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts.
All you got to do is realize that it's up to you to make a difference in your life.
The only reason you're not the best right now is because you don't believe you're the best. And when you walk out this room, I want you to go in and I'm the best right now. He said, before you even become number one, start to proclaim it and say it long before it happened. So there are those of you who want to mimic their behavior. It's not their behavior you need. It's their mindset that you need. It's the way they think is what you need. You need to start to believe.
You have something that you brought to the universe, and that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it, and mastering myself, and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself, because part of beginning to get a larger vision of yourself, all of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence. That people know when they think about this area, that's something you do. That you eat and sleep that. And that you do that. You do that. And people know it.
I don't care what it is that you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to give, how you're trying to evolve, what you are looking to become. Everything rises and falls on your perspective.
If you decide to maintain a sense of integrity with yourself, that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am.
I know you hate the gym. I know you hate to lift weights. I know you hate cardio. I know you don't like drinking water. I know you don't like taking care of your temple. You think it's the hardest thing to do in the world to commit. But there is somebody who's in the grave today, and if they had another opportunity to live, they would enthusiastically, with great confidence and courage and consistency, do what you hate just to live a little longer. Find the positive. See the bigger picture. Guard your gratitude.
What price are you willing to pay to make the dream a reality?
But just look forward. Look forward to the best of you. Look forward to the mistakes you may make. Look forward to the failures that may come your way. And don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line.
It's up to you to understand that you do matter and that you got some work to do.
As long as there is breath in your body, there is a chance. When you give up hope, you stop dreaming. My friend, you stop believing.
As long as you're breathing, as long as that heart is pumping blood, you're not dead yet. They haven't put rose petals on your box yet. Make sure every breath you take counts for something.
You don't count how many breaths you take. You don't count it. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Even when you face tremendous setbacks, it will be a benchmark to keep you in the game, to keep you moving forward and experimenting and readjusting your strategy and your plan of action, continuously looking for ways to win. See, as long as you're breathing, you got a shot at your dream.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed, because human beings are goal-oriented. That's why we die of broken hearts early. That's why we're running through life to early graves. We're going through life, ladies and gentlemen, in quiet desperation. Most of us go through life running scared.
Take a deep breath. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. After today, everything is about to change. Because change starts with you.
Your circumstances, your challenges, your losses, everything that you have endured in your life, if you're standing on your 2 feet right now, if you got breath in your body, you are not done. You have power right now. You have strength right now. Don't let nothing hold you back.
You're not a product of your environment. You're not a product of your external storm. What you have or what you don't have, where you come from or what you don't come from. The traumas, the abuses, the good and the bad, none of that dictates, but it's what you will do in the moment. What's your response? As long as there's breath in your lung, there's hope in your heart. As long as you're breathing, yes, you can.
Every breath that I take, I get stronger. You can be stronger.
You short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep.
Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. All you have is all you need.
All our lives, many of us go through life running from things that ain't got no teeth to do us any harm.
This is a mentality, like, you gotta live this, you gotta eat this, you got every single thing you do. It's a mentality. Okay, so what do I mean? Because I gotta get you to go from behavior to mentality, because I told you before, I studied great people, millionaires and billionaires and people who succeed in what they do, and I realized that the difference is only, it's not a behavior. It's not something that they do. It's not something that they get to when they want to. It's not a feeling. Some of y'all, for real, you're still on feelings. When you feel like doing it, you do it. When you don't feel like doing it, you don't. And so for you, it's a feeling, right? It's a feeling. For them, it's a mentality, it's a way of life. It's what they eat, it's what they sleep, it's what they drink, it's who they are. It possesses them. And the guru was telling him, when mentally, you want it, in your spirit, in your soul, when you want it, it will happen.